Hey friends, welcome to another Mindset Minute. I'm sure you've heard the phrase, what we fear, we don't embrace. And I have been thinking a lot about fear this week. And this statement really highlights a fundamental aspect of human psychology and behavior. Essentially, it suggests that when we experience fear or discomfort towards something, we tend to avoid or resist it rather than fully accepting and embracing it. Fear often arises from uncertainty, the unknown, or the anticipation of a negative outcome. Fear triggers our fight or flight response, which is a natural survival mechanism designed to protect us from potential harm. However, in modern life, most of the things that we fear don't really pose an immediate physical threat, but rather challenge our comfort zones, challenge our beliefs or our self-perceptions. When we encounter fear, whether it's fear of failure, of rejection, of change, of the unfamiliar, our instinctive reaction is often to retreat, to pull back, and to avoid the source of fear altogether. We often rationalize our avoidance by convincing ourselves that it's for our own good, or that it's better to play it safe, or now's not the right time, or I'm too old to take on this adventure. However, this avoidance will also limit our growth and potential. Growth requires stepping out of our comfort zones. It requires confronting challenges and embracing new experiences, even if they initially invoke fear and discomfort. By avoiding what we fear, we miss out on opportunities for learning, for personal development, for fulfillment, and for bringing our dreams and our desires to life. Embracing our fears doesn't necessarily mean recklessly exposing ourselves to danger or to discomfort. Like, I'm not going to go jump out in front of a car or sign up to jump out of an airplane. That is not me. Maybe you, but not me. Instead, it involves acknowledging our fears, saying, "Fear, I see you." And then understanding their underlying causes and gradually confronting them in a mindful and intentional manner. This process allows us to build resilience, expand our comfort zones, and to really cultivate a greater sense of empowerment and authenticity in our life. And who doesn't want that? In the context of personal growth and development, embracing our fears is transformative. It enables us to break free from our limiting beliefs and behaviors, and to discover inner strength and potential, and to ultimately live more fully and authentically. When we take action on what we fear, we usually find out it really wasn't as bad as we thought it would be. So, the statement, what we fear we don't embrace, serves us as a reminder to approach our fears with curiosity, courage, and compassion, recognizing that embracing them is the key to unlocking new opportunities and realizing our fullest potential. So, what is one fear? Think about this, one fear that is standing in your way that you can approach with curiosity, courage, and compassion. Go give this a try, and I'll talk to you next week. Hey friends, have you downloaded the Midlife Compass yet? This free guide is a great tool for living a happier, healthier life. Head over to JanelleMinto.com/amplify-joy-and-fulfillment.